Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, six lines from the top by the two dots. So the Mishnah said a halacha that even a person who eats different foods, so they're mitzdarif with each other to the shir of a kesevis agasa, and he's going to be chayiv karis even if he eats it, even though it's different foods. And similarly, we said by drinks, if a person takes different drinks, so they're mitzdarif to the shir meloy lugmav. However, foods and drinks, if a person has half a shir of achila and half a shir of shtia, so then they don't combine, they don't create a chayiv karis. Says the Gemara Mantana, who is the Tana of our Mishnah that says like this, that they're not mitzdarif. Amar Rav Chista b'machlekes shenuya, Rav Yeshuahi. It's really totally in a machlekes, but the Tana of our Mishnah who holds that it's not mitzdarif, that's Rav Yeshua. That now we learned in the Mishnah that klal am Rav Yeshua. Rav Yeshua said a klal that kol shetumasli v'shiurei shave mitzdarif. The only time two things could be mitzdarif with each other to be mitame a person is if both the nature of their tumah and the shear of their tumah are the same. Which means as follows. There's different things that are tame that have a different shear for what's necessary to be metame a person. For example, a mace is metame bekezayis. If a person has a kezayis of a corpse, so that's metame him. And if a person has a kezayis in the velo, that's also metame him. When it comes to a sheretz, let's say, so then by a sheretz, the shear is not a kezayis. By a sheretz, the shear is a lentil, it's kadasha. So sheretz has its own shear. There's also a different amount of time that different things are metame for. For example, a mace is metame shiva. It's metame a person for 7 days. He needs a zos rishli shiva shvi, but it's metame for 7 days. As opposed to nevelin sheretz, they're only metame a person for 1 day. So now Rabbi Yeshua said a klal that any time you have it that both the tumah and the shear are the same, so then they're mitzdarif. So like, let's say a person has two half kizesim from two mesim, so they're mitzdarif, and they could be metame a person of tumah shiva. Similarly, if a person has two half kizesim of nevela or two half of a kadasha of a sheretz, so they're mitzdarif with each other because each one of those halves are they combine with each other because they both have the same shear and the same nature of tumah. However, says the Rabbi Yeshua, let's say you have two things that they have the same, they share the same nature of tumah, such as nevela and sheretz. They're both metame person, just the tumas erev, just for the day. But they don't have the same shear. Nevela is metame bekazayis, and sheretz is metame bekadasha, so they have different shiurim. Or, similarly, shiurai v'loi tumasai. If let's say you have two things that they have the same shear, such as a mace and nevela, they're both metame bekazayis, v'loi tumasai, but they have different nature of tumah. A mace is metame tumah shiva, nevela is metame tumas erev. So, or loy tumasa v'loy shirei. If let's say they don't share the same tuma or the same shear, such as a mace and the sheretz. Mace is bekazayis, sheretz is bekadasha. Mace is tumas shiva, sheretz is tumas erev. So then, in all these last three cases, ain't mitzdarfin. They're not mitzdarf. Basically, according to Yeshua, the only time things are mitzdarf is if they have the same nature and the same shear. It's presumably the Chachamim argue. But this is the klal of Rabbi Yeshua, and he is the Tanav of our Mishnah, who therefore said that Achila and Shtia on Yom Kippur are not mitzdarif, because being that Achila and Shtia, even though it's the same Shem Misr, they're both the same type, it's the Kiilu Tumas and Shaveh, but it's not the same shear, because Eichel is b'kasevis agasa, and Shtia is b'mlai lugmav. So since they have different shiurim, therefore they're not mitzdarif. Says the Gemara of Nachman Amar Afilu Teim Rabbanan. No, I could even tell you that the Tanav of our Mishnah is like the Rabbanan. Even though the Rabbanan hold, they don't hold of Rabbi Yeshua's klal. Still, Ad Kamlik Amir Rabbanan Hasam El Inyan Tuma. The same Tuma Chadi. The Rabbanan hold different things could combine, even if they don't have the same qualities, because the Ma'aseh, they're both Tuma. It's the same shame Tuma. Aval Hachabon, when it comes to Yom Kippur, Mishum Yisuvei Daitahu. So to speak, the name of the game is Yishuv Adas. That's the Isser. There's a Chiyuv to have Inui, and as long as once a person gets rid of that Inui, he has Yishuv Adas, so he was over on the Isser. And at the end of the day, if a person has half a share of achil and half a share of shtia, the mitzias is that he does not get yishav adasim, such a thing. So therefore, even the rabbanon who normally hold that things could combine, even if they don't share the same shear, still achilah v'shtia and yom kippur do not combine. Why not? Because l'maisa, it's a mitzias that they don't give yishav adas. If a person has half a kesevis of achilah and half a mleilugma of shtia, l'maisa is not going to have yishav adas. So therefore, even the rabbanon are maida that it's not mitzdarif. Says the Gemara, V'chein Amar Reish Lakish, that b'machloik ha-shenuy of Rabbi Yeshua yi. He said the same thing, that the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua, did not call him Rabbi Yeshua, v'chulu, he quoted the whole Mishnah, like we just did before. And then it was Rabbi Yechonon who came and said, that Rabbi Yechonon Amar, that no, afilu teim Rabbanon, it could even be like the Rabbanon, that an kanu kamar Rabbanon hasam, el inyan tomo. Rabbanon only said it over there, that even if they have different shiurim, that they could combine, because it's all one tomo. Aval hacham, mishom yisuvei daitu, v'hai loy kam yisiv, but over here by Yom Kippur, the name of the game is Yishev Hadas, and Lamaisa, the Metzias is that a person doesn't get Yishev Hadas from having half a share of an Achila and half a share of a Shtia. Says the Mishnah. Let's say a person, he ate and he drank all within one forgetting. So, let's say, normally the halacha is that if a person does one iser, let's say in Hilchos Shabbos, if he does one iser, behelam echad, even if he does it twice, so the halacha is that he's only chayiv one chatos. If he does two different isurim, so he'll be chayiv two chatos. For each iser, you're chayiv. But if it's the same iser twice, you're only chayiv one time if it was done with one forgetting. So here a person ate and he drank. So technically he did two different things. He ate and he drank. However, says the Mishnah, the halacha is that inu chayiv elo chatos achas. The halacha is that he's only chayiv one chatos. And Rashi explains because it's all one shame iser. The Rashi says, "Dechad shmahu ta'chila v'shtia michad kranafki." It's all learned out from the same pasuk. It's not viewed as being two separate isurim, and therefore a person would only be chayiv one chatas. Acha v'asa malacha. However, if a person ate and then he did malacha on Yom Kippur, so then the lach is chayiv shtei chatois. That's learned out from two separate pesukim entirely. Two different isurim, and therefore if a person ate and he did malacha, even if it was within one forgetting, he's going to be chayiv two chatois. Achal Eichlin, new halacha now, says the Mishnah, Achal Eichlin, she'enen ru'uyen la'achila, if let's say a person ate food that's not ru'uy la'achila on Yom Kippur, or v'shasa mashkin she'enen ru'uyen l'shtia, or he drank liquids that are not ru'uy l'shtia, so then the Bach adds in here, the word pater, so then the halacha is that he's pater, meaning that's not ru'uy la'achila or l'shtia, so therefore he's pater. Says the Mishnah, last case, Shasa Tzir Murayas, Murayas, Pater, the lach is that if a person ate these different types of fish juices, so even though it's somewhat edible, because really you could dip your bread into it and it's a nice dip, the lach is that Lamaisa your Pater, because as is, to eat it by itself is not Roy L'Achilo, that's how the Pharisee Sral explains. The Chiddush here is that even though technically it is something which could be, there is a way to eat it in a way that's Derech Achilo, since you ate it in a way that's not Derech Achila, so therefore you're potter for eating such a thing on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara. So now, really, the background to this Gemara, really what the discussion of the entire Gemara is going to be, is that our Mishnah mentioned that there's a Chiyuv Chatos for a person eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. Now, there's no way a person could be Chayiv Chatos unless there's a lav, unless there's a Azhara in the Torah, that the Torah said not to eat, not to drink. The problem is that if you look at the Torah, so you're not going to find any Mefirsh Apostle that says, on Yom Kippur, thou shalt not eat, or thou shalt not drink. It just doesn't say it. So the question is going to be, so then how could there be a Chiyuv Chatos for eating and drinking on Yom Kippur? It must be that really, hidden away, somewhere in the Torah, there is a lav, and we just have to find it. So that's going to be most of the discussion of the rest of this Amud. But the Gemara just starts off, Amar Yish Lakish, Neimal Loi Nemras Harabinoi. What's the Takad of Pshat? Why doesn't the Torah give a Nazhara for Inoi? And the Tosis word explains that Avad the Reish Lakish doesn't think that there is no lav. He read our Mishnah. You can't be Chayav Achatas without a lav. What Reish Lakish really meant to ask is that why didn't the Torah say it Beferish? Why didn't the Torah just say, don't eat or don't drink? So says the Gemara, Mishum Delay Efshar. There was no way to have a Nazhara, to have a Laisa say about Achila and Shtia. It was just practically impossible. Why? Because what do you want the Torah to say? Heichi Nichtoiv. How do you want the Torah to write this Azhara? Nichtoiv Rachman Ola Yechal. If the Torah would say, don't eat, said Achila Bekazayas. If the Torah would have said that, so then the standard Achila is the shear of an Achila is a Kazayas. So then the shear of eating on Yom Kippur would have been a Kazayas. And we don't want that. The shear of Achila on Yom Kippur is Bekazavas Agasa. So therefore the Torah couldn't say Lo Yaichal. So what do you want the Torah to say? Nichta Rachmano Lai Sa'una. If you want the Torah to say Lo Yisuna, Kumacho Mashma. That's Mashma to go eat. Lo Yisuna would mean don't afflict yourself. So if the Torah would say a lav with regards to affliction, with regards to inui, in which case we could keep the shear of Kesevas Agasa, that would also be practically impossible, because then the Torah would have said, don't afflict yourself, which is mashma, go eat. So says the Gemara, still there's a solution. Maskofa Rav Yeshaya, Nichtov Rachmana, Hishamir Pen Lo Yisuna. The Torah could say, Hishamer, to watch yourself, which is a lashon of alay saseh, pen lay suuna, lest you don't afflict yourself. So the Torah could have said alay saseh like that. Says the Gemara, no, because imkei nafishu hu lave, because that would, Hishamer and pen would both be a lav, and therefore that would be an extra lav. So there's still no way to say it with just one lav. Maskafar of Bevai Barabaye. What do you mean? Simple Eitza. Nichta Brahmana, just say Hishamir. The Torah could just write, Hishamir b'mitzvah sinoi. That's a simple way. Hishamir, which is a lashon of a leis, I say. Hishamir b'mitzvah sinoi. Why didn't the Torah just say it like that? So says the Gemara, because imkain yishamir de lav lav yishamir da asei asei. Reish lakash ashita, it's really a machlaikis. So enechanami, this would have been a good solution according to some, but reish lakash ashita is that yishamir is not an objective leis asei. Yishamir is totally in the context. If it's written by a leis asei, so then we read a yishamir as a lav. If yishamir is written by an asei, so then we read it as an asei. So the halach, so over here, if the Torah would have said, Hishamer b'mitzvah sinoi, we wouldn't have said that that's a lav. We would have said that that's an asay, because it's saying Hishamer b'mitzvah sinoi as a way, in the context of an asay, so therefore that wouldn't have been interpreted as a lav. Maskafa Ravashi, well, nichtev al tasr mina inui. Well, there's another lashon the Torah could have said. The Torah could have said, don't remove yourself from the inui. So there's the azhara that the Torah could have said. So says the Gemara Kasha, that's Takashver. Why didn't the Torah say it like that? Why didn't the Torah just say, al tasr mina inui? Says the Gemara, the Maisa, where is this Azhara hidden in the Torah? So the Gemara is going to give a few Malachim. That the Tana learned the Azhara from the following Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says, V'anisa b'znafshei seichem, v'chol malacha le'isasu. It says, to afflict yourself, don't do any malacha. So yachol yehi anush kareis al tesefes malacha. I might think that there's even a chi of kareis for a person doing malacha. During Taisefes Yom Kippurim, during the time that a person adds Michal al-Kaidesh, I might think that even if a person does Malacha during those, whatever amount of time it is, few minutes, let's say, I might think that a person's Chayv Kareis for doing Malacha then, Tamulay Mevrachol Nefesh Asher Tasa Ko Malacha Be'etzem Ayayim Azeh. It says that there's only a Chayv Kareis for doing Malacha Be'etzem Ayayim Azeh, only for doing Alitzumay Shal Yayim Anush Kareis, only on Yom Kippur itself. There's an anush kareis, vein anush kareis al teisefes malacha. But there's no chiyav kareis for doing malacha during teisefes Yom Kippur. Yachol lo yehi anush kareis al teisefes malacha. Avol yehi anush kareis al teisefes inui. I might think, okay, fine. So by malacha, there's no kareis during teisefes Yom Kippur. But maybe there is kareis for teisefes inui. Meaning maybe if a person eats during that time, so then he is chayv kares. Tamulaymer ki chol anefesh asher lo tzuuna be'etzem ayayim hazeh v'nechersa. Then no, but inui also, the Torah says that the kares is dafka al itzuma shal yayim anesh kares vein anesh kares al tesefes inui. That the kares is dafka for a person who is mevatel that inui during Yom Kippur itself, not during the zman of the tesefes. Yachol lo yehi bechal anesh aval yehi muzra al tesefes malacha. So says the Gemara, I might think, okay, fine, so there's no chi of kareis, but there's still a leis asei, tamu leimar v'chol mulach leis asu be'etzem yayim azeh. Yeah, no, alitzuma yishal yayim hu musar, there's only a leis asei regarding the Yom Kippur itself, ve'in a musar al tesefes malacha. There's no leis asei when it comes to Tesis Yom Kippurim. There's no leis asei. Yachol lo yehi muzra al tesefes malacha, aval yehi muzra al tesefes inui, I might think even on my malacha during this man of the Tesefes, there's no Azhara. But by Inui, there is Azhara. Vidinu. And it's logical, says the Gemara, but that can't be though. Vidinu, because it's logical to say not like that, that just like there's no Azhara when it comes to Malacha, so too there's no Azhara when it comes to Inui during this man of the Tesefes Yom Kippurim. Why is that logical? Because Uma Malacha Shanahagas B'Shabbos Yom Tovim, we see Shabbos is more, Malacha is more Chamer. Malacha is something which is Aser even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And yet still, Einu Musar Aleha, and still during the Zman of Tesefes Yom Kippurim. There's no Lo Saseh, even though Malach is very Chamer, so when it comes to Inui, She'ena Nahig B'Shabbos is Yom Tovim. There's no Chi of Inui on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Einu Din, Shlo Yei, Muzra Lov. So then surely there should be no Lo Saseh. There's no Lo Saseh when it comes to the Zman of Tesefes Yom Kippurim. But now still, we still don't have from here in Makar that there is a Leis Aseh when it comes to the day of Yom Kippur itself. We have from here that there's no Leis Aseh when it comes to Tesefes Yom Kippurim. It's mashma that there is a Leis Aseh when it comes to Yom Kippur itself. We haven't yet said what the Makar is. So Minayin, so what's the Makar that there's a Leis Aseh for Inui on Yom Kippur itself? Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, because Le'ayimar Anush B'Malacha, the Gamar Mi'inoi, because the Torah didn't have to say Achi of Kares by doing Malacha on Yom Kippur itself. We could have learned it out from Inoi, that if for Inoi, Umay, Inoi She'enu Naik B'Shabbas Yom Toivim Anush Kares, if for Inoi, which is more Kal, there's no Inoi, let's say, on Shabbos and Yontif, and yet still for Inoi and Yom Kippur, there's Achi of Kares, so Malacha Shanei Hagas B'Shabbas Yom Toivim, Lo Kol Shekein. So then when it comes to Malacha, which is more Chamer than Inoi, like we proved, so then, surely on Yom Kippur, if a person's over and he does malacha, he should be chayiv kares. So lama nemar. So why does it say kares when it comes to malacha on Yom Kippur day, on Yom Kippur itself? Mufne, it must be, it's extra lahakish v'ladu mimenu gzereshava, to learn gzereshava from it, and to learn as follows: that nemar einish b'inoy, v'nemar einish b'malacha. That just like it says kares by inoy, and it says kares by malacha. So we should compare the two. That ma malacha lo anush ela imken hizir, af inoy lo anush ela imken hizir. That just like when it comes to malacha, the kares comes along with a azhara, with a leisaseh. So to the inoy, even though it doesn't say it directly in the Torah, we're supposed to understand that there's a leisaseh, that a person has a chiyuv inoy, and it's a lav as well. Says the Gemara, this whole limud is faulty. Why? Because ikal mifrach mali inoy shalei hutar miklaloi timer b'malacha shochah b'klala. This whole limud that we just said was predicated on the assumption that Shabbos, that malacha is more chamer. Like we find that on Shabbos a person's musar not to do malacha on Shabbos and Yom Tov, as opposed to inoy, there's no iser. So this whole limud was predicated on this assumption that malacha is more chamer. However, the Gemara says that no, you can ask that really inoy is more chamer, because inoy we find by inoy that loy hutar mechlaloi, that there's never a heter to be mevatel the inoy. However, timer be malacha shochah mechlala, but malacha is more kal. We find that there's a heter. Let's say when it comes to karbanos on Yom Kippur, so the malacha is hutra. We allow these malachas that are necessary as part of the seder avodah. And if so, really inoy is more chamer, and you can't learn out. It wasn't obvious that just because inoy has kares, that malacha has kares, and therefore the kares that it says by malacha is not extra, right? The whole drasha was assuming that the kares by malacha is extra because we could have learned out malacha from inoy. But the Gemara is saying it's not true. You cannot learn out malacha from inoy because really inoy has a chaymer over malacha. So says the Gemara, Ella, the Makar is like this. The Makar for the Azhara, for Inoy, on Yom Kippur, is as follows. Because, lo yaymer, anush bi Inoy, the Gemara mi malacha. So now it's the other way around, like you're just saying. You just said that the Inoy is more chamer. So let's not say Kares when it comes to Inoy, and just learn it out from the malacha. That by the Torah says by malacha, that if a person does malacha named Kippur, he's chayiv kares. And we should just learn that ma malacha shochah mechlala anush kares, so inui shalhutra mechlala lakol shekein. If for malacha, which doesn't have a heter, which has a heter, and yet still you're chayiv kares for doing malacha named Kippur. So inui, which never has a heter, surely you should be chayiv kares for being mevatel the inui on Yom Kippur. So lama nemers, then why taka does the Torah say kares by inui? It must be to make it extra lahakash v'ladu mimenu gzer shava, to learn the following gzer shava. Then nemer anish be inoy v'nemer anish be malacha. It says anish, it says kares by both. So let's learn out one from the other. Then ma malacha anish v'hizir af inoy anish v'hizir. That just like malacha, there's a azhara as well. There's a leis asay. So to when it comes to inoy, even though it doesn't say it directly in the Torah, we're supposed to understand by way of this gzer shava that really there's a azhara, that really there's a leis asay when it comes to inoy as well. Says the Gemara, no, this whole limud is also based on an assumption. This is based on the assumption that inoy is more chamer because it's hetter mechlala, that it never has a hetter mechlala, as opposed to malacha, which has a hetter. But says the Gemara, ikal mifrach, that's faulty, because you could ask that really maybe malacha is more chamer. Ma malacha shekein nahagas b'shabbos v'yavim toivim. Malacha is more chamer because we see it's nahig on Shabbos and Yontif. Taimar b'inoy shenu nahig b'shabbos v'yavim toivim. Are you going to say the same thing about inoy? Inoy is more kal. We see that there's no iser inoy, no chiyav inoy when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif. So really what the Gemara is saying is that you can't learn out one from the other, because whichever way you go, we'll ask that one is either more kal or more chamer. Because each one, both malacha and inoy, has one thing about it that's more chamer about the other, and one thing about it that's more kal than the other, and therefore it's not true that you can learn out one from the other. So we're still back to square one. So then where is it that we even have a remez in the Torah to the Isser, to the Azhara, to the Leis Asay of Inoy and Yom Kippur? So says the Gemara, Amar Ravina, Hai Tana Etzem Etzem Gemara. The Tana means to learn Gzereshava of Etzem Etzem. And Mufna, and now this word Etzem is extra. And therefore, we can make a Gzereshava out of it. And how do we know it's extra? Diloy Mufna, Ikalamifrach, Kedaparchino. Because if it wouldn't be extra, so then we would have this question that we've just been saying, that you can't learn out one from the other, because each one's more Chamer or more Kal than the next. But now that it's extra, once something is mufna, so now we ignore the pircha. We don't care about the fact that there's a pircha. So says the Gemara, Lai Afnuya Mufna, that yes, it's true that it really is extra. And what's the raya that it's extra? Because mid michti, let's see. Chamisha kray ksivi, b'malacha. Now really there are five references of malacha in the Torah. So now, on Yom Kippur. So chan la ashar diyamama, one's coming to teach us an ashara by the day of Yom Kippur. V'chan la ashar delelya, and one's coming to teach us that there's a leis asay to do malacha at night. Even though normally we wouldn't differentiate between night and day, over here the Taisa Rush speaks out because since the Torah says be'etzem ayayim azeh, so therefore there's more of a reason to assume dafka day. So here we have a note, we have a separate pasuk that there's an azhara by Laila as well. V'chad lo'aynish, wants to teach us karis diyamama, v'chad lo'aynish de Laila, and wants to teach us that the zechi of karis are doing malacha at night, and then v'chad lafnuye, and wants completely extra l'migmar inu b'malacha bein diyamama bein delelya, and then the other one's extra to learn out inu from malacha. Now, if by malacha there's azhara, by inuit there's azhara as well. And now here, it doesn't make sense to ask the question that we asked before. It doesn't make sense to ask that, hey, you can't learn this gzereshava, you can't make this limud, because maybe really malacha is more kal. Maybe that's what, or maybe malacha is more chamer. That's why there's an anishkaris, but you can't learn out from malacha to inuit, because here, since it's completely extra, the whole reason why the Torah wrote this word was to make this limud, so you can't ask any pirchas to stop the limud. The Torah is telling us, make this limud. That's the whole reason why the Torah said the word. So therefore, over here, there's no makom to ask any pirchas. We'll do one last makar. The Gemara is going to give a few different possible makaris for where the Azhara of Inui is on Yom Kippur. So this is the first one, was Ravina. Says the Gemara, second one, Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana. He said a different drasha, the Nemer Kan Inui, the Nemer Lahalon Inui, that says over here Inui, and it says over there Inui, it says by Eishas Ish, it says by Yom Kippur Inui, and it says by Eishas Ish, Nairi Morasa, also Lashon of Inui. So Ma Lahalon Le'anash Elamkin Hizir, Avkan Le'anash Elamkin Hizir, so we learn out from Nairi Morasa, that just like over there, there's a Kares, and there's also Azhara, there's a Laisase, so to over here on the Yom Kippur, by the Inui of Yom Kippur, even though it doesn't say, we're supposed to learn out from this case of Eish HaSish that also by the Inu of Yom Kippur, again, it doesn't say it directly, but we're supposed to understand that the Torah is giving us Hara as well. That there's a Laisa say involved in a person refraining from Inu on Yom Kippur.